This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
It's time for Toe to Toe, baby. Yeah, we've been hyping this for weeks.
It's a new segment. It's Tom and Mikey's Toe to Toe. Every week, we're going to pick a category and we're going to put two things against each other from that category as if they had a no-holds-barred death match.
Cage fighting.
UFC, yep. Baby.
Claws are out. No band-aids on the fingernails for this one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
What have we got coming up this week?
It's the numbat against the quokka.
That's correct. So right. I have taken the role of the numbat and Mikey's going to be our quokka and we're going to go toe-to-toe and Andy's going to judge at the end who was won the fight.
That's yeah. right. We're going to put it up on our Instagram as well so you can have a vote as well. But, I'm going to come up with the initial vote.
So I'm the numbat.
30 seconds each.
Yep.
Tom's going first. We flipped a coin during the song.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tom, you're going to start. All right, I've got one long sticky nose, so I'm going to cover you with so much saliva you're not going to be able to move, sweetheart.
Gross.
Unlike other mammals, I don't have proper teeth, but instead I have blunt pegs, so I'm going to bludgeon you to death. I have a long nose, which means I'm extremely good with smell, so you know I'm going to be able to smell your stinky butt trying to come up and sneak up on me. I've got long forearms with sharp claws, so I'm going to scratch out your eyes. You're way more addicted to your social media profile, always taking selfies, so I'm going to distract you by taking out my camera just before the killer blow. I really go at
the end. You're done. You're cut.
I need my last one.
No, you can't have
that's your 30 seconds.
That is your 30 seconds,
that
Thomas.
That was the numbat.
All right.
Going toe-to-toe with the quokka.
All right, I'm ready.
Here I should have practiced this beforehand, shouldn't I?
And I have.
I wrote sheets of it.
Oh. Well, for next week. Mikey.
Yep. Come in.
You've got the quokka. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so dozens of quokka bites are treated a year at the Rottnest Island Infirmary. Thomas, dozens of quokka bites. These bad boys, they're crazy. But it doesn't just stop there, right? The mums, when a predator comes after them, you know what the mum does with the baby in the pouch? Just drops it on the ground and runs. She just offers that baby up. She doesn't care. They are ruthless. What do you think they're going to do to your little numbat? They're just going to straight up drop a baby on the ground and leg it. They're out of there. Stamina? Let's talk stamina for a second. They don't have to drink water for a straight up month. They've also got pouches. So they can hold any kind of weapons in there.
Oh, that's the end.
Mic drop, baby. Done.
Mic drop. There we go. That was Tom and Mikey's toe-to-toe, the numbat versus the quokka.
I'm feeling really good
after
that.
Let's do a little recap here. So, Tom, you had the sticky nose. You've got the saliva.
I have a long sticky tongue.
Oh, sticky tongue.
It's long nose with a sticky tongue, yep. You've got a good sense of smell and you've got the long claws. Mikey, the quokka. Dozens of bites treated every year.
Dozens, my friend.
They leave their young for when they're...
They're ruthless savages because they get 27 days and they can pop out a new baby. They don't care.
They don't need to drink water and they have a pouch. Look, I don't know about... I don't think that those things win a fight.
What do you mean they don't win a fight? They can put anything in the pouch. They bite people. We already know that they bite dozens.
Hey, you've had your chance to sell yourself. You wouldn't let me go on, so you just calm down. Yeah, calm down.
I think unless they're putting a flick knife in that pouch...
Which they could.
They possibly could.
Yeah, but what about those creepy little arms? Couldn't even hold the flick knife.
I don't know how dexterous they are, but Mikey, you sell a good story, but... I'm giving this one to the numbat.
Oh, get off it.
Do you know what? I'm really happy with that because I had like six ones at the end that were going to kill you. They were just my weak little ones.
Yeah, I had extra ones
quickly.
As well.
What do you got?
Look, I'm able to make a low throaty growl and go tut, tut, tut. I mean, that scares anyone off. But most importantly, I'm an endangered animal, so I have federal government protection.
Yeah.
Bum-bow, you can't get me.
The quokka's cousin is a Tasmanian devil. You would think a quokka's just going to rock up to a one-on-one fight. No, he's going to bring cousins.
No, it's related to a kangaroo.
They're in the marsupial family. They've got like Tasmanian
and a kangaroo.
They're all wallabies. So kangaroos, Tasmanian devils. They've got koalas as their friend. Koalas have got all types of STDs.
All right, guys. Not too many more clues because we're going to put this out to the audience now. You can go to Tom and Mikey on Instagram. Check out our story. There'll be a post up there where you can vote. Who do you think would win? Is it Tom's numbat or Mikey's quokka? That was Tom and Mikey's toe-to-toe. We'll be back with that next week.
What a quok of bulls here.
And next week, we're gonna put a couple of Aussie politicians up against each other, I think.
Yeah.
See how that one goes.
Going to win next week.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.